The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. Russian media report: North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un is now in Russia, not anywhere near Moscow, but in the Russian Far East, apparently set to talk about North Korean ammunition for Russia's war in Ukraine in exchange for Russian missile and nuclear technology. Foreign correspondent Imtiaz Tayyab.
The United Nations, of course, has said themselves, alongside the U.S. and the U.K. and other Western powers, that if Russia and if North Korea do enter into some sort of arms agreement, that this would be in violation of UN resolutions.
A Russian government spokesman tonight dismisses U.S. warnings about possible Russian-North Korean weapons deals. The earthquake devastation of a remote part of Morocco becoming more and more clear. With every passing hour, chances of finding survivors getting smaller and smaller. The current count of known dead, more than 2,800 people, and watching the efforts, correspondent Imtiaz Tayyab.
In a town of Talat al-Kaoub, young Maout al-Latnasser weeps over the death of his little brother, just 7 years old. I thank God for the beautiful memories I have of him, says his father, Brahim. They're all I have left of him. The heartache and destruction are worst here in the remote High Atlas, where twisting roads, steep cliffs, and rustic dwellings, the very things that make these mountains so jaw-dropping, made the earthquake and its aftermath so deadly.
Meanwhile, in Turkey, at the entrance of that deep cave, cheers as a multinational rescue team brings an ailing American researcher up from some 3,000 feet deep, rescuing Mark Dickey much quicker than had been expected. Now, to that week-and-a-half-old manhunt near Philadelphia for a convicted killer who crab-walked his way out of prison and has been on the loose since.
A resident has reported and confirmed that the suspect, Danilo Cavalcante, stole a gun from his premises. And now he has a firearm. And that resident was shooting at Cavalcante as well.
Yuki Washington of CBS News, Philadelphia. 3 weeks ago, Paula Rodriguez was traveling through Hartsfield-Jackson Airport in Atlanta, her paperwork not in order. She had to detour, and while that was going on, Delta Airlines took custody of her dog, who then escaped from a kennel. Well, a happy finish to that, as the dog is found in good health near airport cargo facilities.
I am so happy. My heart is full of love. And I know that it's going to bring all the love and all the peace again back to my family.
MGM Resorts reporting some kind of a technical problem that has shut down some casino and hotel computer systems. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
100 degrees.
Ramaswamy literally said global climate change, human and affected climate change, is a hoax.
Ron DeSantis effectively pivoted on the debate stage, said, I'm not going to answer your damn question because it will expose us as climate change denialists, which puts them in a minority, certainly with younger voters. Young people care about the future of this world, though.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Red Delicious, Honey Crisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's joking how. Everybody's joking now.
Devec.
Ramaswamy.
Cease and desist. Who would be worse? Mike Pence. I mean, Ron DeSantis trying to rap also would be wildly cringy.
Ron DeSantis trying to feel feelings is weird enough. I couldn't imagine him rapping.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Yeah. Todd Albo would normally be sharing his dulcet tones with us, but you'll recall that last week, Todd was having issues with the cable company, with an internet connection. I'm now thinking, Todd Albo, did you break Spectrum? Are you responsible for this ESPN mess?
I seem to have broke everything else, so it wouldn't surprise me, no.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. 93.5. The Tap.
Warning. You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Back to work Monday. Dom, I'm calling this one the So It Begins Monday edition. How you doing, little buddy?
So It Begins. I disagree. Objection, Your Honor. Point of order. I'm going to call this the Here We Go Again or It Keeps On Going edition of the Devil's Advocate Show.
Because you are a bit of a contrarian.
Same old situation. More of the same. Hell, it's getting worse, Crudy.
Now we got to find guests joining us. 4:30 today, Democratic Wisconsin State Senator Mark Spreitzer. And Mark was the lone dissent in a committee vote, Senate committee vote today, Dom. And the committee voted on the future of Wisconsin elections. Wisconsin elections administrator, Megan Wolf. And Megan Wolf has not actually been nominated before the Senate, according to several legal theories placed and brought to them.
Legal theories, common sense. Yes, yes, correct.
Yet they're taking up her nomination despite the lack of math and such.
They're taking up her nomination despite lack of nomination?
Yes. There seemingly is a bit of a conflict there, you know, but they're going to work it out internally. In the caucus.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Senate Elections Committee votes against keeping Elections Chief Megan Wolf. Molly Beck at the Journal Sentinel reporting. Here's the breaking news, Tom. Republicans on Wisconsin Senate Elections Committee. Now, your boy Dan Knodel, the recently elected through special Dan Knodel, right?
Yes. My state senator.
And this whole effort to dethrone the Wisconsin Elections Commission administrator is really about relitigating the rigged election of 2020, right? That's what this is all about, because there's no logic, there's no truth behind it, yet they still want to get rid of the elections administrator.
It's part of a multi-pronged, you know, bad governance by the Republicans. Dan Canola gets in there, gets the supermajority. Right now we have to He's going after what? Janet Protasiewicz. That's going to be a thing. They're going Janet Protasiewicz. What's her crime? Well, she thought that the maps, the redistricting maps here in the state of Wisconsin were unfair, that they were rigged. Never mind that the Republican thought they were fair and not rigged, but you know, opinions are opinions. Pertaining to Dan Canodal, that's a travesty, and she should recuse herself from any case regarding redistricting. Well, what does that involve? That involves elections. What are the Republicans going after as well? Well, Megan Wolf. She's the administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Also, Dan Canodal, recently elected to the state Senate, my representative, knee-deep in that. And let's not forget, Dan Canodal was also one of the many signatories to a letter to then-Vice President Mike Pence asking him to, you know, just give him a few more days to figure out some way to cheat the system, Dan Canodal. This isn't new. This is a continuation of the effort of Republicans to deny voters and hold on to their power.
And it sounds like your boy, your senator, Dan Canodal, is the common thread of malfeasance.
Seems to be.
At least one of. Dom, the Senate Committee on Shared Revenue, Elections, and Consumer Protection voted 3-1 on paper ballot, you know, so they didn't have to tell people what they voted. But we know what the one Democrat voted, and we know what the other three votes were, right? 3-1 on paper ballot against the appointment of Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf, despite legal opinions concluding the proceedings were not supported by state law.
Again, never stopped them before.
But Dom, the question, the issue could advance to the full Senate as early as Thursday.
What issue? Yeah.
Oh, it's not a problem. You and what army is going to stop him, Dom? Wolf is at the center of a partisan firestorm surrounding the state elections agency as Republican lawmakers continue to embrace former President Donald Trump's false claims about Wisconsin's system of elections, tying the nonpartisan state official to the discontent within the GOP over the outcome of the 2020 election. And Wolf oversees the commission, which provides guidance to nearly 2,000 clerks in Wisconsin. Again, it's like 1,850 individual clerks that run elections. Do you know how decentralized that is? What the likelihood of collusion between 1,850 odd clerks is? Anyways, so she oversees the commission. The guidance is decided by 6 appointed commissioners. You know, Dom, 3 Dems, 3 Republicans, 3 from each major political party. Her job is to implement their decisions as rules governing how elections are administered.
How dare her implement the rules, you know, given to her by the commission?
How dare she?
How dare she?
Because, of course, Trump has villainized her. And Gableman literally, misogynistically villainized her. Amid a push by some Republican lawmakers to oust Wolf, the bipartisan commission, that's the Wisconsin Elections Commission, split over how to respond to the effort and ultimately failed to put forward 4 votes to reappoint Wolf at the end of her term in June. Now,
4 based votes to reappoint.
And based on the Fred Preen precedent set recently by the Wisconsin Supreme Court, the Walker holdover at the DNR board, we know you can't force someone out until there's a confirmation in the Senate. So no one put her up. Democratic commissioners abstained from voting, citing a recent state Supreme Court ruling. I think I just did, Dom. Same ruling, the Preen ruling, right? That officials can stay in office beyond the expirations of their term if they aren't removed. And Democratic Attorney General Josh Call and nonpartisan attorneys who work for the state legislature, you know, the Senate's part of the legislature, boys and girls, issued legal memos in recent weeks backing the Democrats' arguments, concluding the Senate was taking up a nomination it had not received. Didn't stop him, though, Dom. What about your board, Canodal?
Yeah, committee chairman Dan Canodal, the aforementioned, said last week he was moving forward with a vote anyway in order to uphold his quote-unquote constitutional duty. Canodal and committee's 2 other Republican members ultimately voted against Wolf's confirmation on Monday. Senator Dan Fian, a Republican from Fond du Lac and the committee's vice chairman, voted against Wolf's reappointment, citing her absence from a recent public hearing held on the matter. She didn't show up for her public hearing amongst a host of other issues that were brought up during the public hearing on her reappointment, the chief of staff Tim Lakin said about the senator's reason for voting against Wolf. A Senator Romaine Quinn, a Republican from Cameron, also cited Wolf's decision not to attend the hearing in his vote against her reappointment. Again, an appointment not made by four votes and not up for nomination. I mean, this is literally as given
vote against given the her. Circumstance. She didn't appear. She didn't come and answer our false and outrageous charges.
Right.
So
right.
Therefore, I can't vote for her. And he wasn't going to vote for her anyways. None of them were, Dom.
Anyway, but this vote, this nomination, this non-nomination, this non-appointment is literally right up the Republicans' alley. These are the same. It's as legitimate as the fraudulent electors put forward for the nominations, man. They have zero credibility. There's nothing to do here. The vote was not there. There is no nomination. There is no appointment. This is, you may as well be sitting around having tea with your stuffed animals. This is a joke. There's no governance going on here.
Now, Tony Evers did have a response, Dom. You want to speak on behalf of the governor? I don't think he'd feel comfortable me doing so.
Republicans are hell-bent on doing everything they can to interfere with our elections, including trying to abuse their power by improperly firing the state's elections commissioner, who they last approved with unanimous bipartisan support. It's wrong, and it has to stop, Evers said. Mark Spreitzer, our guest joining us at 4:30, a Democrat from Beloit, voted in support of Wolf. He said her nomination is not properly before the committee, which is made up of three Republicans and two Democrats. Senate Republicans are on a path that will waste taxpayer money and create unnecessary controversy around our elections while attacking qualified, hardworking election officials. Yes, that's what Republicans do these days. That's my insertioner. The senator goes on to say, if, as I fear, my Republican colleagues do not join me in supporting Wolf, I will be submitting a minority report to make clear that the Senate's decision to move this illegitimate process forward is not supported by law and is not the path forward for elections in our state.
Dom.
Spreitzer's chief of staff, let me just one more paragraph.
Yes, here. Yes, Doug please.
Kleinert said report would cover the same legal opinions, concluding Wolf's reappointment was not legally before the Senate. Quote, since Senator Knodel chose to hold this executive session via paper ballot rather than holding an in-person executive session, committee members were denied the opportunity to discuss the legal memos indicating that this vote was not properly before the Senate and were not able to make any motion in that effect. Now, maybe that's why, Curdy, because we can do the math and figure out who voted for who. Procedurally, well, we didn't know we couldn't do this. They didn't allow the legal opinions to be considered. What a joke. What an embarrassment.
What a maroon.
It's not. So what is it? What is this? It says, here we go again. Or start here. Now, what was your
so
word
it begins
day?
Because so I thought that begins. This would be sort of a predecessor, a precursor, a foreshadow of whether or not they had the, you know what, to go and impeach Janet Protasiewicz procedurally or to, you know, put her up for impeachment on the assembly side and then leave her on the back burner, you know, through all the important decisions they possibly could. And based on today's actions by the Elections Committee and the Senate, Dom, oh yeah, they're up for it. Malfeasance, governance for all, Dom. This is a tell of sorts.
Told us long ago. What was his problem? The Republicans are going, they're messing with the machinations of the election process, right? They're out of good ideas. A Republican saying that he has a problem with that. Well, this is a continuation of that. This is the mastization, the cancer spreading of that very same philosophy that the Republicans have embraced. The MAGA has infected the Republican Party, as we know. They are in disarray.
You know, the other thing that has not changed, the Bears. Packers still own your ass. Come back. More Devil's Advocates.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different. And not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
This is 93.5 The Tap. It's what's on tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Overnight, mostly cloudy skies and a few showers developing. Temperatures tumbling to 50 degrees, light northeast winds, showers, even some rumbles of thunder possible for Tuesday. Partly sunny skies, just 65. We'll be dry by Tuesday night, partly cloudy and 44. Right now, it's 51.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Join us on the lines 844-967-2789.
Dominic, you know what everyone in Wisconsin and Illinois probably are talking about at the water cooler today. That glorious Packer victory. That three touchdown performance by Jordan Love. And I'm feeling pretty good about the Jordan Love boat now. You know, the fact that I was out front naming my 1976 fiberglass boat that I am going to invest plenty of time this winter, maybe during the fall, in pimping it out. I'm going to pimp that boat. I'm going to turn it into a full-fledged Jordan Love boat. And after that performance, I can't wait to get to work. I got that thing in the garage. I'm going to get to work like this weekend, Dom.
You go get them, Crudy.
It is going to be stunning by the Super Bowl. Throw her out there on the ice. Slider around a bit. 844-967-2789. If you had not heard, if you're joining us late, welcome. Happy Monday. We've been quibbling over what to call this Monday because I said it's beginning. You know, this is something new. These Republicans, a new round of malfeasance. And it's really since the appointment of Janet. Well, let me restate, since the election of Janet Protasiewicz and the threats to impeach her, right? And that's what's coming down the dial next, or at least that's what the threat is next. And coming down the dial here on the Devil's Advocates, we've got State Senator Mark Spreitzer joining us next at 4:30 today. We're still on with Mark, right? Well, Mark was the abstaining vote. Well, he voted to reappoint Megan Wolf today. He was the only vote in support of Megan Wolf, and she is the Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator. This is the foreshadow. This committee vote today, three Republicans against her reappointment, one Democrat who doesn't even think legally has the right to vote on this because her appointment's not before the Senate, but they've taken it up anyways. And Spreitzer voted to support Megan Wolf. Again, something of a logistical nightmare when you don't believe it. But he voted for her. But Dom, this is just a foreshadowing of what is to come. I mean, you know that they plan on embroiling the state of Wisconsin in litigation for a number of months because she has every right to this job, right? And the fact that they're pushing her out, not for her own actions, but for carrying out the actions of the bipartisan commission that they created when they destroyed the Government Accountability Board. And those of us that have a memory beyond, you know, a goldfish, remember that there used to be nonpartisan judges, retired judges, that would make these rulings. And they did so. They were upheld as some of the best election administrating organization in the nation. And their crime was to try to hold Scott Walker accountable for the fact that he was breaking campaign finance laws in mass. Knew he was doing it. The Government Accountability Board told him you could not coordinate with third-party groups. He did it anyways. And now you can say same old, Dom. I get that point of view. But I think this is a whole new level of autocratic fascism that these Wisconsin Republicans are rolling out since Janet Protasiewicz, since they realized they don't have control over the courts anymore. And this has been an important lever that they've had for 15 years here in the state of Wisconsin. Didn't matter how unconstitutional that crap that Scott Walker rolled out was. Well, they had a compliant, friendly, ends justify the means, partisan court to back them up. Well, they're scared as hell, Dom. If they don't have a rubber stamp on their unconstitutional policies, if they actually had to support the merits of their policies in a court of law, they'd have a hell of a time. 844-967-2789. We'd have a hell of a time if people didn't help us on this big show, like Jake from Milwaukee. Welcome, Jake. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jake.
You know, I know what you can call it today, and I don't know why. It just sounds good, but how about Dumper Dan Day? Because what an idiot. I mean, here's a guy who...
One, you mean Dumper Dan Knodel Day? Because it could be Dumper Dan O'Donnell Day or some other Dan, just for clarity's sake.
So many days.
Dan O'Donnell Day is every day, but I mean, not only that, but what a stooge, dude. I mean, think about it. He gets in, now he's having, like, he's doing all this stuff, so there's you know, all the other Senate people have been there for a while. So here's this clown who doesn't know how to add, like, you know, up to four, and who's, there's all this, you know, the law that they made and all this other stuff, and they go after Janet. His career is actually going to go the other way. He's a stooge. And, you know, like Voss and LeMahieu are behind the scenes, that's who he's working for. He is such an idiot. I mean...
Well, the most troubling part, and Jake, appreciate you listening, but the most troubling part, of course, is this effort against Megan Wolf, the Wisconsin Elections Commissioner Administrator, who doesn't actually set any rules, just administrates someone else's rules, and they're going to fire her because of the administration of the 2020 election, because Trump claims he won, and of course, we all know he lost. And it's a point of contention only in their minds. Because the rest of us have long since moved on. It's been nearly 3 years. But they're still relitigating it. And the reason why, of course, is because their cult leader could end up in a federal prison for trying to overturn this electoral outcome. And many of their team were out there trying to overturn the election. Or, at minimum.
They're still trying. I mean, what do you think this is, man? This is a continuation. It's the same old situation from the Republicans. Yes, it seems to be getting the trend line. It's been getting worse and worse and worse. Because as you mentioned, Crudy, they know that their grip on power is slowly, slowly getting loose, man. It's hard for them. So the panic starts to set in a little bit. And just like Dale Schultz said, use the levers of power. They can't win on the ideas. They can't win on the votes. Better candidates, better ideas, my ass. If that was the case, then let's have a fair redistricting, and let's have that fight. Not like it is now.
Dom, I don't know if we'll take the Jordan Love Boat with, but we're going on a fall love tour, and you can join us. First, to find guests, we'll tell you all about the tour coming soon. Senator Mark Spreitzer coming next. It's the Devil's Advocate.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News brief. Russian and South Korean sources report the dictator of North Korea now in far eastern Russia. Reporter Alex Jensen in Seoul.
Having initially met Vladimir Putin in 2019, Kim Jong-un's first meeting with any world leader since that year is again with the Russian president.
Reportedly to discuss North Korean ammunition for Putin's war in Ukraine.
And now, a year and a half later, not only has he failed to achieve his goals on the battlefield, but you see him traveling across his own country, hat in hand, to beg Kim Jong-un for military assistance.
State Department spokesman Matthew Miller. Lots of police tonight around East Nantmeal Township in Pennsylvania's Chester County. Law enforcement looking for that convicted killer fugitive, Danilo Cavalcanti.
We are hearing that residents reported shots fired in this area, maybe five or six shots. We haven't heard anything yet, but that's what residents are reporting.
CBS Philadelphia reporter Aziza Shuler on scene. CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, oh, that doesn't really surprise me. It's come like Threads.
it was a thing for about five
like a
minutes.
Week. Everyone was excited and then they moved on.
Well, it's like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
All of these things consistently come down to this. Willingness of people to give up their agency and the willingness of Donald Trump and those who support him to leverage and abuse people's trust in them to further their own personal power and enrichment.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Overnight, mostly cloudy skies and a few showers developing. Temperatures tumbling to 50 degrees, light northeast winds. Showers, even some rumbles of thunder possible for Tuesday. Partly sunny skies, just 65. We'll be dry by Tuesday night, partly cloudy and 44. Right now, it's 51.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
100 degrees.
Ramaswamy literally said global climate change, human effect climate change is a hoax.
Ron DeSantis effectively pivoted on the debate stage, said, I'm not going to answer your damn question because it will expose us as climate change denialists, which puts them in a minority, certainly with younger voters. Young people care about the future of this world, though.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local civic media radio station and on the app.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's joking how everybody's joking now.
The Vec.
Ramaswamy.
Cease and desist. Who would be worse? Mike Pence. I mean, Ron DeSantis trying to rap also would be wildly cringy.
Ron DeSantis trying to feel feelings is weird enough. I couldn't imagine him rapping.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us. And click on the Careers tab.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Mino and the Mayor.
We're talking with Tony Mandrich. You're talking about your alcohol problems. Jim kind of mentioned here during the break. He said, yeah, the coaches didn't do anything about it. And I said, didn't do anything about it. They were with the guys.
I mean, nobody forced anybody to drink. Drinking was just part of it. And it was kind of like that stereotype of, you know, being a guy or being an athlete, or it was just part of that.
Mino and the Mayor. Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. And on the Civic Media app.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Yeah.
Todd Albo would normally be sharing his dulcet tones with us, but you'll recall that last week, Todd was having issues with the cable company, with an internet connection. I'm now thinking, Todd Albo, did you break Spectrum? Are you responsible for this ESPN mess?
I seem to broke everything else, so it wouldn't surprise me, no.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Red Delicious, Honeycrisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media,
UpUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
All of these things consistently come down to this: willingness of people to give up their agency and the willingness of Donald Trump and those who support him to leverage and abuse people's trust in them to further their own personal power and enrichment.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fritos, Cheetos, Doritos,
We should expect that stuff to be safe. Why does it make sense that corporations can poison the American people and we don't even know about it? Politically, there is a group who chooses to make sure that there are not enough dollars put into the Food and Drug Administration to check on these types of things.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, oh, yeah, that doesn't really surprise me. It's kind of like Threads.
it was a thing for about five minutes.
A week, whoever was excited, then they moved on.
Well, it's like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor.
Hey, Mike, of all the people that your wife knew in Two Rivers, did any of them have a Shetland pony?
Mike, you're a new listener. John, for
Jim's
some reason,
the only person in the history of Two Rivers that had a Shetland pony when he was a kid.
Star. He was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
He was great. I'd come home from school, ride him. He's a great horse. And his Shetland pony, we had him. We didn't. It was great.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and on the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor.
What do you think of this team, Brady, with the new quarterback?
It's such a wild card because you go all the way back to Aaron Rodgers. What's been cool about my football experience is I've seen this. Aaron was a good player. Nobody ever expected him to become a first ballot Hall of Famer, especially under the circumstances of having to replace a Hall of Famer, which is rare.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and on the Civic Media app.
Do you ever get tired of one-sided conversations? Have you changed the station due to mean-spirited rhetoric? Wouldn't it be refreshing to listen and engage in civilized dialogue about politics and how issues affect our families differently? Welcome to the Rational Revolution. I'm Chris Elfheim.
And I'm Emily Sefos. Together, we'll look at today's issues through a politically purple lens. So join us on Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
100 degrees.
Ramaswamy literally said global climate change, human and effect climate change is a hoax.
Ron DeSantis effectively pivoted on the debate stage, said, I'm not going to answer your damn question because it will expose us as climate change denialists, which puts them in a minority, certainly with younger voters. Young people care about the future of this world, though.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local civic media radio station and on the app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Kreutz.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local civic media radio station and on the civic media app.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us. Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Most of us are not just red or blue. We're kind of purple. We want to do what's right while protecting our individual freedoms.
Join the Rational Revolution with hosts Chris Elfheim and Emily Sefos Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show.
Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3.
Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Thank you for listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts, Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local civic media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else. Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup. Local radio for your community. Civic Media, broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin. The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed. Your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media network. civicmedia.us. You're listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network. Find more at civicmedia.us. Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, and I'll tell you what, it's more fun than tipping cows. And actually, you shouldn't really tip the cows, okay? They don't tip as easy as they think, and they might kick you in the... Never mind.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Oh my gosh, it's more fun than a big block of Colby or cheddar. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to a Civic Media radio station. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's joking how everybody's joking now.
Devec.
Ramaswamy.
Cease and desist. Who would be worse? Mike Pence. I mean, Ron DeSantis trying to rap also would be wildly cringy.
Ron DeSantis trying to feel feelings is weird enough. I couldn't imagine him rapping.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us. And click on the Careers tab.
If I could be you.
And you could be me. For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Mino and the Mayor.
We're talking with Tony Mandrich. You're talking about your alcohol problems. Jim kind of mentioned here during the break. He said, yeah, the coaches didn't do anything about it. And I said, didn't do anything about it. They were with the guys.
I mean, nobody forced anybody to drink. Drinking was just part of it. And it was kind of like that stereotype of, you know, being a guy or being an athlete, or it was just part of that.
Mino and the Mayor. Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe
and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Yeah. Todd Albo would normally be sharing his dulcet tones with us, but you'll recall that last week, Todd was having issues with the cable company, with an internet connection. I'm now thinking, Todd Albo, did you break Spectrum? Are you responsible for this ESPN mess?
I seem to have broke everything else, so it wouldn't surprise me, no.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Red Delicious, Honeycrisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too.